More congressional hearings yesterday on California's power crisis with an appearance by California's Governor Gray Davis. In recent days, attention has shifted from demands for price caps on California electricity to demands for refunds from power companies. Davis accused federal regulators of being slow to act on overcharging for electricity, which he said amounts to nearly $9 billion in California. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was the new Democratic chair of the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, Joe Lieberman, who pointed the finger first at the Republican-controlled Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, during yesterday's hearing.
It's been very slow in responding to this real and painful crisis. While the commission, by its own admission, has had the authority to intervene to ensure just and reasonable rates, it has been surprisingly reluctant to do so.
Lieberman said the FERC waited until April of this year to do its first formal investigation into allegations of price gouging in California's energy markets. Republicans at the often partisan hearing preferred to focus not on the job the FERC's been doing, but instead on how the Democratic governor of the nation's most populous state has handled the power crisis. Davis faced blunt questions like this one from the ranking Republican, Fred Thompson.
I want to ask you how it was that you seemed to let things get totally out of hand.
But Davis was clearly not interested in taking any blame for soaring power prices and blackouts in California.
You know, everybody benefits from hindsight, but I make no apologies for the aggressive efforts we've taken to correct situations that we inherited.
Davis's latest aggressive effort is to get the FERC to take action on what he considers to be price gouging by the power companies.
It is unconscionable that the commission looked the other way while energy companies bilked Californians out of $9 billion. Californians are due billions of dollars in refunds. Together, we've made progress on price relief. Now it's time to move forward on refunds, not just refunds for California, but refunds for the entire West.
Davis was long gone when FERC Chairman Curt Abair showed up later at the hearing with his fellow commissioners. Abair, who was appointed to his post by President Bush, seemed indignant about charges that federal regulators have done too little too late.
We have been engaged. We have issued over 60 orders for the state of California. We have issued a price mitigation plan. We have improved upon that plan. We have issued refunds that no other commission has done.
And Abair said the FERC has ordered the warring parties in the electricity price dispute to work out a solution among themselves over the next 15 days. Still, New Jersey Democrat Robert Torricelli made it clear the political heat won't let up on the FERC.
This is now a Democratic majority Senate. It will remain so for some years. And we are watching with how the people of California are treated, and we are watching very, very closely.
And lawmakers know they're being watched closely, too, for how they deal with the Western power mess. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.